We're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. More in the halachas of Zimun. As we'll recall, when three people eat together, they have a chiv of Zimun, which means, as the Mishnah says, Shlosh she'achlu ke'echad, once three have eaten together in a unit, ke'echad, as a single group, en reshayin l'chalek. So since the chiv of Zimun has now been chal, is devolved in each one of them, so now each one has to make a Zimun, and if one would leave, then no one could do the Zimun, and therefore they have no permission to separate, go their separate ways. They must bench together. V'chein arba, same goes if four people eat together, because if four eat together, so then anyone who would leave, so of course he would miss his chiyah to do zimun. V'chein chamisha, same for five. Shisha nechlakin, however, if there are six people who ate together, they could divide up, how, into two separate groups, each group of three. Then the first three who separated out could do a zimun, and the second three could do a zimun. There is a big machlokas exactly if the pshat here is that they can, or they should, or they really shouldn't, but if they do, then, you know, they could be the evid. In practice, I think we go like the Taz, which is that you can, or you don't have to, depending on what makes sense for you. There's benefits either way. Now, the same would be for 7, 8, or 9, Ad Asara, until 10. Now, once you reach 10, as we said yesterday, the Chiyuv is now not just to say Nevarach Shachal Mishlo, but Nevarach Elokeinu Shachal Mishlo. You have to add the Shem Hashem. Once you have 10, and therefore, once you have Asara, 10 people in Nechlakin. Once again, they can't divide up again. So if you have 6, they can divide to 2 groups, or 9 to 3 groups, but 10 must now bench as a single group, because that way they can bench with Shem Hashem. Ad Shu Esrim. Of course, once you reach 20 people, then once again, the 20 could divide into 2 groups of 10. Each one could do Zimun with the Shem Hashem, and that would be fine.